Now, more of Wisconsin's K through 12 school teachers chose to retire last year. According to the state's Department of Employee Trust Funds, retirements among public school teachers in 2020 went up 14% compared to the previous year. While numbers for this year aren't available yet, some districts predict they'll have positions to fill when school starts up again in the fall. That hasn't been the case, though, in every state, and nationwide data hasn't shown a rise in retirements like we've seen here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a teacher, have you decided to retire after this year or considered it? Has a year of school during the COVID-19 pandemic made you think differently about the profession? If you've gotten into teaching recently, are you going to stick with it? If you run a school, what are you seeing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Madeline Fox is WPR's K-12 education reporter. Maddie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you talked with teachers around the state who made this choice to retire. One of them was Teresa Weber from Rice Lake, one of a handful of teachers in her district retiring after this year. What kind of things did she say about that decision?
For Teresa, it was a tough decision. Actually, for all the teachers I talked to, it was a tough decision. I think that for her and for others, they are obviously retirement eligible. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to take state retirement at this point. But they had thought about, or they had planned to stay longer. It's just that this year threw a lot of curveballs at teachers. A lot of them were doing both in-person and online learning for students, which meant kind of twice the workload. There was a lot of just shifting and uncertainty, which not just teachers, but students and parents felt as well. And so after this year, they're just tired.
And they did take this decision lightly, it sounds like, a pretty emotional decision. Can you talk about just some of the feelings that they shared with you?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we know about teaching is it's not one of the best paid professions. So most of the people who are in it because they really love what they do and they really care about teaching and care about students. And so the idea of leaving, especially retiring, because these teachers have been there, I think all the ones I talked to had been there almost 30 years or over 30 years. It's a really major shift in identity to stop doing this. And so as much as they're sure that this is the right decision for them at this time, it's kind of trying to figure out what life looks like, which is true for retiring people in every industry, sort of figuring out what your life looks like when you're not oriented around work. But for teachers especially, it's such a huge part of their curiosity and their social life. And so trying to figure out what life looks like afterwards is tough. And so then therefore making that decision to move on was really hard for them, especially in this year where maybe the farewells didn't look the way that they expected, right? They didn't have necessarily a full year in person with their students to sort of say goodbye.
And this is coming after, you know, we've heard reports over the years, fewer people going into teaching in Wisconsin as a first place. Concerns, I know, at least with some districts, with some specialties, having trouble hiring staff. Talking to these teachers leaving the profession, what are they thinking about the future of teachers in the state?
Well, it's really twofold because a lot of the teachers I talk to mentor younger teachers. And so they're really excited about the people, the younger people coming into the profession and their ideas and their enthusiasm and their passion for the field. But at the same time, you know, these older teachers are looking at the raw numbers, and as excited as they are about the people who are coming into the field, they know that there aren't enough of them. And so especially after this year, when I think you saw teachers have a really tough year, they're worried too that that might affect the pipeline down the road. Because as you say, Wisconsin has had teacher shortages for years, and they are particularly exacerbated for teachers of color who we lose at kind of every stage of the teacher training pipeline. And so there's definitely, I heard concern from all the teachers that I talked to that, you know, not that they feel like the profession is in good hands, but not enough hands.
Maddie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Madeline Fox is WPR's education reporter. She talked about what she heard from retiring teachers around the state. Wisconsin teacher retirements went up 14% in 2020 compared to the previous year. You can read more at WPR.org. Now we'll take a look at the issue nationwide. Chad Alderman is policy director for the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown University. He researches school finance and teacher compensation. Chad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, our pension numbers, our retirement numbers here in the state show a decline, or an increase, I should say, in the number of teachers retiring here in the state in 2020. You've looked at other states and seen a different story. What kind of things have you found?
Yeah, so the numbers are still trickling in, out for some states, but I've found about 15 states that have publicly reported it, and most of those states actually saw retirements go down. Not a lot, but a little bit. And that includes some big states like Texas and California, some Midwestern states. It also went down in Illinois and Pennsylvania. And if you count Kentucky in the Midwest, it also went down. So that's what we're seeing across the country for retirements.
And I know there had been a concern in 2020 for a lot of professions, including teaching, that this weird year with, you know, the health risks and the teaching online and the teaching in person online at the same time might be driving people out of the profession in general nationwide. It seems like, at least going by these 2020 numbers, that's not how it's panning out. Do I have that right?
That's right. So the numbers I just cited are from people ending last school year, so the 2019-2020 school year. It's possible that we could see a rise of people leaving the profession or leaving teaching in this coming year. So a lot of departures happen over the summer, and so it's quite possible that we'll see those numbers rise this year. We just don't have the numbers yet to show what that's going to look like.
So on a practical level, what kind of factors are you watching for to determine if this weird year and this weird year of 2021 still is weighing on this decision, this individual decision by teachers? What kind of things are you watching for?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that I think about. One is the differences between asking people how they're feeling and some of their stress levels, which are certainly elevated right now, versus their behavior. And behavior is often driven by both sentiments and feelings, but also like raw financial numbers and whether teachers are eligible to retire. And so at the end of the day, that's what ends up driving a lot of people, is whether they had opportunities to either retire or if they could find other jobs making higher wages. And so that those are factors that economic factors that also are driving people's decisions.
And looking at a chart in Madeline's piece that we were talking about a few minutes ago, peak retirement season in Wisconsin, at least for teachers, is April, May, and June. That's when most of it happens. So how interested are you in seeing what happens in this spring season around the country when it comes to retirements?
That's right. So all sort of sectors in our economy have different cycles, but education has a particularly extreme cycle right around the summer. So a lot of people will leave in April, May, June, July into the summer, and then school districts start hiring in July and August. Those are the big hiring months. And so the question is what that's going to look like this year. I think there's lots of concern that it's going to lead to more people leaving this year, and there's going to be a lot more churn than a normal year. I have some thoughts on how large that's going to be, but I do think that it's going to be something that we're going to be talking about for the next few months.
Now, we've been talking about teacher retirements, implying that these are teachers who have been there a long time. Let's look at the other end of the spectrum here. New teachers coming in the pipeline, which we've heard at least in Wisconsin, fewer of them out there, and teachers, whether they stay in the profession more than a couple of few years at the outset. What kind of trends do you see early in the teaching profession?
Yeah, so the teaching profession sort of has a U-shaped teacher turnover pipeline, or teacher turnover issue, which means that a lot of people leave early on, and then it plateaus, and not many people leave in middle of their career. So if they have 10 or 15 or 20 years, they're not leaving, or they're not as likely to leave. And then there's another steep uptick when they reach normal retirement age. And we see that in state after state. Younger teachers will leave for life factors. Maybe they don't like teaching as much as they thought they would, or they seek other opportunities or want to spend more time with family or whatever is driving that. And then the spike at the back end is often timed to the state's normal retirement age. We see that as well.
We continue our talk with Chad Alderman, Policy Director at Georgetown University's Edunomics Lab, about teacher retirements. Up 14% in Wisconsin last year, the COVID year. Other states, though, showing a slight drop in 2020. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, maybe your experiences. Have you left the teaching profession in the last year or 2 years, or in the last 10 years, what kind of factors went into that decision? Are you a new teacher, just recently entered the profession? Are you going to stick with it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Chad, bringing everything together, we hear sometimes about teacher shortages here in the state, especially with sometimes our lower funded rural districts, say, especially with certain specialties like science and technology or maybe special ed. How common a problem is this around the country?
Yeah. Things. One is about rates versus levels, and there's a difference between how much it's growing versus how many spots need to be filled. And so in Wisconsin, the numbers are that 14% increase in retirements, that's about 600 people out of a total profession, including teachers and non-teachers, of about 100,000. So on a percentage increase, it's not that much. It does mean that schools have to fill those roles. In terms of your question about shortages, I do think that is an issue. The federal government collects data from every state where the states identify what their shortages are. And Wisconsin identifies special ed, early childhood, math and science. It also says that Milwaukee has a particular shortage area. But then it doesn't say that there's a general shortage of teachers across the state. And the state doesn't say that social studies is a shortage, but it is a shortage in science and special ed. And so I think that is really important of conversation of which subjects we're talking about and which schools geographically are having the biggest challenges of staffing and finding good people to work there.
What kind of strategies have you found districts take to try to meet those particular gaps? We're having trouble getting this kind of teacher in this location.
Yeah, a lot of districts across the country don't take many strategies at all. So that, just to be frank, that they treat their teachers the same, they pay them the same, regardless of how hard it is to staff that particular position. But some of the solutions, districts have some sway over pay. And so using different incentives to either attract and retain workers, different compensation if it's a hard to staff school or if it's a subject that's persistently hard to keep people in. I think those are some strategies that are viable. And usually those have to be enough to make a difference in a teacher's life. So if it's a small amount of money, then maybe it's not enough to change behavior. But if as it starts to get a little larger, then people start reacting and responding in ways that we want them to. We want to have some of these shortages filled. And so it's good for districts to think about how to design their compensation to meet their actual challenges.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Shirley is with us in Amory. Shirley, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Shirley?
I just have a comment. I'm a retired teacher. I retired in 2011 when Governor Walker got elected and was going to start Act 10. And I have teacher friends that decided they were going to stay on for a few more years, and they lost money every year after that. I think the teacher's situation took a real hit at that time, and they've never recovered from that. And I don't see the teacher employment situation recovering in the near future either.
Shirley, thanks for that call. Shirley, referring to the law, the state law 10 years ago that limited public employees' union bargaining power, teachers affected, as Shirley says. Chad, how much does something like that, do you think, influence people's decisions to go into a teaching profession or stay in it?
Yeah, the Wisconsin has tracked data, and there was a spike in retirements right around 2011 as teachers like the caller just mentioned saw fit to retire. But things have mostly returned back to normal. So they're pretty much back on the same trend, and they're pretty consistent year over year. Obviously, COVID is throwing a curveball at that. But in most years, it looks about the same, and it's a matter of teachers who are eligible to retire or making financial decisions that they're able to retire financially.
Thanks for that call, Shirley. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in terms of long term, I think that most young teachers, like most other young workers, are not that sensitive to their retirement benefits. They're just not top of mind. They're thinking about the compensation structure or where they can work geographically or their family, or there are other factors that are driving their decisions more than retirement benefits. They obviously want to know they have good benefits, but the sort of fine level details of how good or what the exact rules are, I don't think most young people are very sensitive or paying much attention to those things.
Well, retirement was part of Act 10. Have you seen, are there similar statistics? I don't even know how you'd keep something like this, not just the retirements of teachers after something like Act 10, but, you know, again, new people coming into the profession, longevity in the profession, even short of retirement age.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of those changes. If you look at sort of the system-wide averages, the pay has mostly gone about the same as it was. Again, there was a surge in retirement right at 2011, but everything looks about the same as it did before. Now it does. So if you look at 2010 versus 2020, they look pretty similar in terms of the profession of years of experience or age, and salary has been adjusted. What has changed is that districts have responded, and there are districts that have different compensation structures for both good and bad. That has some implications for the types of districts. They're more competitive with each other now, and they're competing on the types of incentives they can offer. And there's some interesting research on what's happened to district compensation structures in the wake of Act 10.
Talking to Chad Alderman, Policy Director for the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown University, looking at teacher retirements. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. If you have been weighing that decision as a teacher, and tell us what this year of COVID teaching has been like for you. Let's go back to our callers now. Dan is calling from Michigan. Dan, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to speak exactly to the compensation differences. I was sort of forced into a retirement in Michigan, and the Michigan Education Association really was weakened by Governor Snyder, and they just don't act like a union very much. In many ways, they collude with management to compromise union teachers. I saw a lot of corruption there, but now I retired in Michigan. I belong to the AFT in Wisconsin, and yes, salary differences are notable, but my dues are half of what I paid in Michigan, and I feel like I'm getting more representation. So next year will be my 38th year of teaching after one retirement already.
Dan, thanks for the call. Chad, do you have thoughts on how teachers' unions affect weigh in on all the things we're talking about here today?
Not really. I mean, as the caller mentioned, it's definitely a factor, and the unions have clout both locally as well as the state level to try to influence things. That's not my main area of expertise, though.
Thanks a lot for the call, Dan, at 800-642-1234. So as we mentioned earlier, Chad, we'll be watching for the numbers for this season now, spring of 2021. Do you have thoughts on just how this kind of wild card year with teachers teaching from home, teaching at school, but teaching to kids at home, how schools can react to that and try to make a smooth transition back into what's hopefully a normal fall 2021?
Yeah, I'm a parent too, so I'm hoping for the same thing. I will say that, so I authored a paper recently looking at Washington state data. So it's a different state, but we had data for 35 years, and I think it's representative for other states. And what it found was that teacher turnover is very sensitive to the broader economy. And so when unemployment rises and other opportunities are not really there for teachers, they tend to stay in teaching. When unemployment falls and more employers are hiring, teachers are more likely to leave. And I think we're going to see that here in 2021 as well, in all states, including Wisconsin, of if teachers have other opportunities, then they'll more likely to leave. The one thing I will say is that how big that is not as big as people might think. So in Washington, the data suggests that we might have 1 or 2 percentage points more people, higher turnover rates. And so that is significant for districts, but it's not necessarily significant from an entire state level issue. And I also want to put it in perspective of other sectors of the economy are also out there struggling for workers with a lot of job openings right now and trying to find workers. Schools are definitely a part of that, but maybe not as same extent as other types of employers are.
Chad, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Chad Alderman is policy director at Georgetown University's Edunomics Lab. He talked about the data we're seeing around the country on teacher retirements and what to watch out for the rest of 2021. Earlier, we talked to WPR reporter Madeline Fox about what she's hearing from teachers around the state who made the choice to retire.